We go through a very rigorous selection process before we do any of these shows, of course. and we are not allowed to see each other's selections. This is very closely monitored by neutral observers. And yet, we have both chosen tracks today by Pastor T.L. Barrett Jr. and the Youth for Christ Sings! Exclamation mark. We both chose tracks by this lineup, and we're not particularly well thought through reasons. I'm going first on this. May as well just listen to it because again we've been talking a bit. So this is Pastor T.L. Barrett, the Youth for Christ Sings Choir, and this record is called, or this song is, "I Shall Wear a Crown." So yeah, well, this record came to my attention via someone who comes and helps out, lug speakers at all our friends, called Jack Prendergast. So I'm very grateful for that. And it was just one of those records that was, for me, was completely instantaneous. I've always liked gospel. We've talked about this before. You know, I just think there's not a great deal of distance between disco and soul music, and we all know that soul kind of drew in gospels and added it to the R&B groove to give this kind of ecstatic quality. And we've talked a few times about David would like to play, you know, gospel tracks. David Mancuso at the Loft would like to play gospel tracks, Voices of East Harlem or Dorothy Morrison, but there weren't like loads of these records. And certainly when gospel came into house music, or when it was very kind of sort of clappy happy and there was lots of references to God, although we've spent a bit of time talking about this, and I've said that I don't feel like I'm especially committed atheist these days, I also don't necessarily kind of feel comfortable when there's, you know, long and developed references to God. So some gospel I absolutely adore, and some of it is a bit too explicit for me. But obviously, I mean, just going along, just to conclude this sort of thought of kind of randomly connected ideas, you know, one of David's, you know, favorite records was Celestial Choir, Stand on the Word, which was recorded in the Brooklyn church where Walter Gibbons was going, and the record found its way via Stephen Harvey to the Loft and to the Garage. David played it, Larry Levan didn't. And we've all been loving this record, even though, as you've pointed out, Jem, in previous discussion, you know, the lyrics could make us think twice if we really thought about what we're seeing. But it doesn't really matter because we're just in this moment of connectivity and joy. And anyway, this "I Shall Wear a Crown" really fits perfectly into this lineage, and is incredibly solid music. As you know, R&B, gospel, you know, passion, joy.
It's a youth choir.
Yeah, it's a youth choir again. Yeah, so it's those, yeah, exactly. It's those kids' voices. That's what's really connects it to the Celestial Choir. Thank you. Yeah. And I think the "I Shall Wear a Crown" is like, there's something democratic about that as well, probably. It's like, maybe it's supposed to be the crown of thorns that was on Jesus' head. I don't know. But anyway, it's a sort of sense of sharing, and that anyone can wear a crown has got sort of some democratic impetus, which is what clearly should underpin any kind of, you know, collective movement, is that, you know, basically we are all equal. We can all wear that crown. So whether that's a good interpretation of the lyrics or not, I don't know. Pastor T.L. Barrett is an interesting figure. He was based in Chicago, recorded four albums during the 1970s, I think it was. When Jack mentioned this track to me and I kind of sort of set about tracking it down, I found that I think around about 2017, but I should check that. I should have made a note. But there was a box set of all the albums came out together. And so I went and bought the box set. because it just seemed like the good thing to, the right thing to do, the good thing to do, the moral thing to do, is all good music. It's just rocking gospel, basically. Apparently, Pastor Barrett remained, you know, relatively unknown outside of the, if not Chicago, then even the corner of which he kind of, his church was based in Chicago. Actually, this is not entirely true. He was quite active politically with Jesse Jackson and others. But it was when Kanye West started to sample him that his profile rose. He did get very involved with politics. You know, he's one of these people who doesn't like to draw a link, a boundary between, you know, theological talk and political talk. So he talks about all of this quite extensively as well. So it links into, you know, one of our ongoing themes of the show, really, which is kind of, you know, I suppose we could say, you know, black consciousness. And how that filters into so much of the music that we like playing.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a big fan as well, yeah. It's Nobody Knows, the track I like to play by them. I don't really have anything to add, yeah, I will say. I mean, I really like them for the same reasons, and I play them and listen to them. That's why we're going to hear another track by them shortly.
Very shortly.
Are we doing that one next, or yes, are we doing another one?
Okay. Extremely shortly.
So, yeah, my track by them... that is part of that box set as well, is Jingle Bells, their version of Jingle Bells, which is the best version, which is, I want to claim, is one of the greatest Christmas records I know. No shade on Jingle Bells, the classic song, but I'm referring to this particular quite unorthodox interpretation. So let's hear it. Pastor T.L. Barrett and the Youth for Christ Choir, Jingle Bells.